All right, John McCoy here from Hot FM, and with us now, Jake Worthington. And Jake's a Texas boy, and as everybody knows, the runner-up, season 6 of The Voice on NBC, you were part of Team Blake, is that right, if I remember watching that?
Yes, sir, sure was.
Talk to me a little bit about that experience, and then I want to talk about Jake Worthington.
Man, it was an absolute blessing. It was a culture shock, for sure, for me. But no, man, I'm proud of it. I'm glad I got the opportunity. If it hadn't been for that show, you know, my family would have never got to see the West Coast. So I'm real thankful for that. And it was just a cool experience.
People out there live different than we do in Texas, don't they?
A little bit. Little bit.
Hey, what do you think the biggest differences are?
I guess how you treat folks. You know what I mean? Out there, it's all about who you know, and it's kind of a contest with everything. You know what I mean? It's more of a normalcy in Texas where people help each other out. You know what I'm saying?
I'm looking at a picture of you with your name on it. You're standing in a cow pasture, if you will, with a barn in the back. You're holding your guitar with a Ford pickup truck standing in the background there, parked in the back. That pretty much says it all, doesn't it?
I guess for some people, you know, for me, that photo, I think, is whenever we did the Texas Ford Artist of the Month earlier this year. Heck, I wish I had a truck like that.
You haven't worked long and hard enough yet. Is that what you're saying?
I guess.
Hey, we got to let everybody know you're a fairly young guy as well. You're like 20, 21 years old. Is that right?
Yes, sir. 20 years old.
And and you're out there beating the old road playing country music. What's that like for you?
Man, it's been a roller coaster. You know, people talk about, I talk about, you know, doing stuff and what it is that I want in life and all that goodness, and now I'm finally doing it. You know, you just got to get out there and do it, and we're just keeping our chin to the ground and digging after it.
Hey, you are, I guess, what we'd call a country newcomer to a great extent, having appeared on The Voice and the runner-up in season 6, as everybody knows. But it really is a dream come true as you really try to maneuver into this thing we call life at 20 years old, is it not? I mean, you've got some big goals, I'm sure, for yourself. You want to play music at a superstar level? Is that fair to say? Or you tell us what you want to do.
All I want to do is play the Opry, man. You know, I would love to be able to play huge crowds and for people who are willing to listen. You know, it's one of those things. I want to get into the Opry. I want to become a member. I want to do that whole deal. You know, I want to be at award shows, and whether I win them or not, you know what I'm saying. I just I want to write music, and I want to be good at it too. You know, I want to make people feel emotions that pertain to the songs that I'm singing just by picking a guitar and singing them. So it's just one of those things.
Hey, let's talk about some of the stuff we're familiar with. I know you've done a cover of Richard Marx, Right Here Waiting for You. I remember a kid in radio back in the mid-80s, that being a big hit on pop radio, which I worked back in those days. And then back in those days with Keith Whitley and Don't Close Your Eyes, one of the greatest all-time country songs. And you've actually done a rendition of Bryan Adams' hit song Heaven, which was my class song dating back to 1985, man. So we've got a lot in common.
Is that right?
It's pretty cool stuff.
Man, I had fun doing it.
Hey, you're coming to Scotty's, which is a local honky-tonk out here at the edge of town. And music all the time, and again, man, steaks and all the good stuff. When I go out there, I grab a steak or I grab a burger. That's just kind of the guy I am. They do some seafood stuff out there and that sort of thing. It's a great place to go watch some great music. And you're coming up there on Saturday evening.
That's right, man. That's right. We're going to go up there and talk a little bit.
Talk to me a little bit about what we can expect at Scotty's coming up on Saturday evening.
Country music. The slow and the fast, all of it. We're just going to go out there and have a good time, and we'd love to see folks out there.
What do you open the shows up with these days?
Oh, man, we play a lot of original music, and we have we do covers as well. We open up the show with a few songs that we have on our EP, and you're going to hear a lot of stuff that we're cutting in the studio and getting ready to release. So that's what's cool about it is, you know, a lot of the stuff that we're going to be playing you ain't heard before. So, or at least we hope you haven't heard before.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be a cool deal.
You've played in like 35 states or something like that. You're doing 100-plus shows this year alone, which is, and you've done some big stuff. New York, I know you've been to Grand Junction, Colorado, some of those big country music shows, if you will. Man, at 20 years old, that's a lot to see, is it not?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've definitely been blessed with some great opportunities, and I wouldn't say I'm at a huge level, though. I still have a lot to work on, and we got a big ladder to crawl and climb, you know. So you just we're just keeping our nose to the ground and digging after it, and we're very fortunate that y'all want to be a part of it. So again, thank y'all for having us come out there, man.
Hey, do you call up Blake Shelton and say, hey, next summer's tour, I want to be the guy that opens for you? Do you have that kind of relationship yet, or can you do that?
No, man, I don't. No, sir. That'd be nice, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Maybe I should call the people and say, hey, put Blake on. Listen, I talked to Jake the other day, and listen, he was saying he wants to go out and open up for you next summer, man. What can we do about that?
I'd go for it, man. I'll be waiting for that phone call.
Hey, what do you want Jake, everybody, to know about you, sir, before I let you go?
If you haven't heard yet, we got an EP out on iTunes. Be looking out for the new record next year, and come out to a show if you like country music.
Yes, sir. It's Scotty's Grill coming up on Saturday evening. You guys will start, I guess, after dinner. What time do you get started? 8, 9 o'clock out there?
Oh, something like that.
And you'll go, I guess, probably pretty late, if I'm guessing. And it's always a nice time. Folks kind of come and go out there after dinner. It's always a nice time. And, man, we're looking forward to having you in town on Saturday evening. Wish you the best. Man, you're a great guy. Saw a little bit of Season 6 there. It's just fun stuff to watch. And I'm glad you're enjoying the experience because it really is. It's just cool stuff. And you're very humble about the whole thing, and which makes you a good guy in my book. You know what I mean?
Well, brother, man, I appreciate that a whole lot, boss. I do, and it's kind of hard not to, you know. You have to be about these type of things. Not everybody gets that opportunity, and I recognize that. Now I'm just trying to make something of it.
And we wish you all the luck in the world, Jake. Hey, thanks for coming on with us.
Heck yeah, man. Heck yeah.